Once again, we scribble.
Welcome to Scribble, 30 minutes of conversation, comments, and reviews on reading and writing, editing, publishing, and selling books. I'm Roel Tweet.
And I'm Don Wooten. Our guest today is Frederick Morton, conductor, educator, and reviewer. After we talk to Frederick Morton, Garrison Keillor will bring us the Writer's Almanac on Scribble. And Fred, let me start off by saying you really are overqualified for your job. How did you happen to become a reviewer?
Well, when I finished my career as a conductor, I was looking for ways of applying the knowledge that I'd learned. That was one avenue. My main reason for getting involved in becoming a writer was because I wanted to promote and to educate and to encourage the development of an interest in classical music.
Well, interestingly enough, the very first writing I did for a newspaper was reviewing classical music. Classical records.
Well, I hope I have as good a career as you did.
Oh, well, you know, but I didn't start as a conductor. How did you get into music to begin with?
Well, when I was a little boy, I had a sort of a revelation. I was on my way home from school, and it was garbage day, and a woman was throwing out a bunch of records in an old phonograph that didn't work. And so I took it home, and I hid it underneath my bed, and that night when I went to sleep, I crawled underneath the bed, hooked up the record player, and started. It didn't make any sound, so I had to get my ear real close to the stylus. In those days, they had these things that go around the records, and mm-hmm. they had the stylus that was on. I leaned over real closely to the music, and I'd never heard anything like that before in my life, and I was just transformed. And the next day, I wrote down the little words on the record and took it into my music teacher in the elementary school, and he said, this word is Tchaikovsky, and this word is RCA Victor, and he explained to me what it was. And I'd never heard those before. So when every time I had the opportunity, I listened or looked for this name again and ended up listening to a radio station very much like this one. That every night played the great hour of music from 9 to 10 o'clock at night. And on my little crystal set, my Boy Scout crystal set, I would go to bed early so that I could hear that hour of classical music before I went to sleep. And unfortunately, it kept me awake all night. So that's the way it started. And then from that point, it was just a matter of figuring out as an adult, you know, how that translated into a profession and a career.
Yeah, but to be a conductor for an instrument, you need a whole orchestra.
That's true. And I didn't really decide until I was much older to become a conductor. I was a teacher. I loved teaching. I enjoyed being with students. I ended up taking more and more classes and becoming more and more involved in my own education, my own music education. And just one day, it just dawned on me that maybe this is what I was headed for. So I did like a lot of conductors do. I found myself conducting a youth orchestra near Washington, D.C., and the rest is, you know, sort of following along in that genre through university training, through professional work. I went to Vienna and studied there for a year, and as well as to Tanglewood and some of the other more notable places to work with conductors, and spent some absolutely transforming hours in the Musikverein in Vienna at the Tanglewood listening to great conductors. The year I was in Vienna, for example, I must have seen 50 or 75 conductors roll through there. And I was there in the music fine every day, listening to the rehearsals and what was going on. And I learned just a great deal. And I wanted to be able to apply that to what I was doing later on in life as a writer now that I'm doing that.
But now you have to listen to music and then dissect. You know, and how do you judge that? I mean, when I was reviewing classical records, really, I did some live reviews of the, as you do, of the local orchestra. But I was not a trained musician. I'd listened to music all my life, and it bothered me that, you know, I might not be getting out of this music what I thought I was hearing. And, you know, you begin to judge the overall impact and shape of the work, how the movements are articulated, what the balance is like. And really, I was just feeling my way, having a great time in the process. And pity the poor people who read right. it.
Fred, Don just used a provocative word, dissect. Is that what you do to a work, or pick it apart, or for the reader?
Well, it depends on what you're picking, whether you're picking at the performance of the orchestra, the performance of the conductor, how authentic the performance is in relationship to the music itself. In other words, if it's being played correctly, or if there's something outstanding about it. I think mostly there are two real aspects of it for me that I try to cover. One of them is that I try to have some idea. Most of this music I've conducted myself, so most of this music I know well, but I try, if I don't know the piece, to know the piece before I go in and hear it. Unless it's a premiere of a piece, and then I don't study it, and I experience it just as the audience would. But I try to get a feel for what it is that is the event in that program. What is the story here? Is the story like this last weekend? You know, there were two basic things that happened. I couldn't know this before the concert, but I experienced it with the audience, that the Mozart 40th symphony that the orchestra played was absolutely fabulous. And the other real event were the spotlighting players from the orchestra playing solos. There was another event that took place, which was a new composition by David Gomper, and I didn't really care for that. So my reaction, I try to react spontaneously to new things, as the audience would, but try to digest what Mark Russell Smith may be trying to do, trying to create with the orchestra through the performance practices of the period, or through ideas that he might have to imply to implement with the orchestra's performance, and then make an evaluation whether it works or it doesn't work.
Yeah. Go ahead. I was going to say the hard thing is when you've grown up listening to music as I did. Those first performances are imprinted in your mind, and you have to remind yourself that that may not be the X performance. That may not be the only way it can be done. And then how do you free yourself from that?
Well, you know, I concerned myself with that at the beginning. I was very aware of that, very sensitive about that. And as I started to do more and more reviews, I realized that I really could separate how I understand it, how I understand that piece works, from what a conductor is doing. The key thing here is that, is there a human being in there making this music? Is there someone molding and shaping something that breathes and lives in those notes? If that's true, and it works structurally, not only with the small phrases, but in the large context of the piece, then I'm very excited, because I think that's what music is really all about. It's really about an opinion. It's really about a view of how all of that music, how all that sound works together. If it's just bland, and there have been some conductors that have come here as guests that didn't do anything, that conducted through the music, but it was very banal and very, very not interesting to me. but there have been, but mostly I feel some degree as a reviewer. I have a real feel for where Mark is going with the music that he's doing, and where the players grow and evolve in their technical and artistic way. And so I have a feel for whether or not for this orchestra it was a great performance or not. And I think that perspective, keeping all those details in perspective as I listen to what's going on, helps me to better evaluate whether I think it worked. Mm-hmm. Or it didn't work.
It seems to me that reviewing is in some ways trying to serve two masters. You have some obligations to the artists, but you also have some obligations to the reader.
That's exactly right. And when I first started writing reviews, my editor, Jeff Ignatius, worked with me about what he called speaking English. and getting away from using a lot of terms that people wouldn't know.
Right.
They would be clear to me, but not to the reader. So he's been very helpful in translating what I'm doing, helping me to express what it is that I'm trying to do in words that people can really understand. And we have really worked at sometimes turbulently, but most of the time, very, very perceptively, he understands what it is I'm trying to say about what I'm writing. And I work all the time at understanding what it is that he's getting out of what I'm writing, too. And that's really important, because it doesn't do much good if I speak another language and nobody really gets what I'm saying.
Well, you know, every discipline has its own language.
Absolutely.
And sometimes I think some disciplines purposely obfuscate things by getting a very technical language. I find that a lot in speech, for example. And you have to demystify that. It's as if, you know, we have our cult and we have our rituals and our language.
Right.
And that's ours. And if you don't understand it, well, you should learn. But that's not going to help the reader.
Fred, who is your imagined reader? Somebody who's sophisticated about music, or somebody who needs a little educating, or
all of those people? What I'm interested in is primarily telling what I think is the truth about what I experience with it. And I think most people, if they read my reviews, will get a sense of what it is, how it is I understand them. If I'm asking the conductor to offer up his opinion through the music, I need to do the same with what I'm doing, to be honest with what the experience is. But for me, it's really, I Jeff and I talk about this frequently, about who am I sending this to? Who do I want to understand what it is that I'm saying? And it really is all of those people. It's the musicians. It's people who are interested in music. It's people who go to the concerts. People in the community who are interested in community events, as well as people who are, and this is a big part of reviewing, that is forming a journal of the events that happen within the community. That's one of the factors that motivated me to ask if I could do some of this writing, to have a record of what has taken place here in the Quad Cities in terms of classical music, because sometimes they would be written about, sometimes not. I wanted to have a consistent record of the evolution of that development. So that's part of
I can recall when I started, classical music was what was reviewed. You almost never read reviews of popular music, seldom of jazz. I wrote a jazz column for Commonweal for a while, once a month. But classical music was thought to be the substance with which you could deal. You could dig into it. It had been played before, and this is another version, and how it stacked up against others, how well the orchestra performed. Those are things that... there's much more detail in classical music than there is in any other form. And so it's interesting that we have very little reviews now. Major magazines and newspapers seldom get into classical music. And it's interesting that we have reviews here in the Quad Cities.
Well, that's, and I think that's primarily because there are two aspects of things that have come together to allow that to take place. One is that I'm here to be able to do it and interested in doing it. And the other is the reader who's willing to give that space up to, in a sense, publish events that are in the past, mm-hmm. that have occurred before.
Yeah. Do you miss conducting?
I do from this. There, I do. At moments, I miss being on the podium and working with the orchestra, because for me, it was the creating of the music that was the most important, not being on the podium or being a figure in the community. It was creating the music. Some of the best memories of my life have occurred through rehearsals, in rehearsal moments, when everything was present in the music. But not really. I don't really miss, other than that, which is pretty a lot. I don't really, because it's a complicated job now.
It takes
skills that are far beyond just knowing what Mozart tempos are like.
Isn't it interesting that we talk about the Quad City Symphony Orchestra? It actually comes together in just a matter of a few days.
Right.
And from start to finish, there it is. And the work they do on that score alone is remarkable.
Absolutely. And when you consider the fact that the members of the symphony come from so many different communities and, in a sense, huddle together really just for those few minutes, it is remarkable. And in the case of the Mozart, it was miraculous. It was absolutely spectacular performance of it.
Well, Frederick Morton, glad to have you reviewing music, because I love it, let's face it. I'm an absolute partisan, because there is so much there. The broad range of all human emotion experience is in classical music.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And the more of it we have, the better off we are. Of course, here's a fellow that we really feel we just can't do without, a regular fixture on our program. I'm speaking, of course, of Garrison Keillor and the Writer's Almanac.